So welcome everybody to this little meditation on the summer solstice, longest day of the year. And as you gather yourselves, find the position most appropriate, most comfortable, suitable for you. Sitting, standing, lying. On this pretty extraordinary day and night. So to begin, I'm going to read a kind of unusual poem. It's called I Never Knew. It's by Helen Dara Gatling Austin. Take off that backpack, lie down in long grass, pull up the blue sky blanket, rest. So many years of Dharma practice, straight spine, diligence, straining towards enlightenment. Today, this hillside, just this. Lie down in long grass, let the earth take you. Deer tracks and horse dung. And the eye within the eye, revolving and luminous. I never knew this. Did no one ever tell me? I remember my Zen master in the interview room. Trust yourself, he said. Just be yourself. I think his meaning was this. Take off the backpack. Lie down in long grass. Let the sky take you. Rest. Breathe space into space into space. I never knew there was so much light. So much light. So today we're going to do a little light metta meditation, like a very simple body scan, letting the light be synonymous with metta, kindness. And this is a meditation that came of a played with. It's definitely been shifted from Jack Kornfield's original meditation, and his meditation was inspired by his partner Trudy's meditation, and that meditation was inspired by a insight meditation teacher from I think Taiwan. So you know, it probably goes back many different manipulations and shifts. But anyway, my gratitude to all these teachers who've passed this little meditation along. And as you sit here or lie here, just getting a sense of the light around you, even if it's a grey day, dark day, or if you're doing this in the night, sense that we are really light bodies, bodies of light. And bring your attention to your dear head, your skull, your hair, and the interior miracles inside that skull. And sense the light beaming down. And as the light beams down and through your head, just as it is, cultivating the light of kindness, appreciation, love for the head, just as it is. feeling the light, the love touching the eyelids, the skin on the brow, the cheeks, and everywhere that that invitation to rest, as if in each part of our bodies we are just taking that rucksack off and lying down and being bathed by the generosity of light. Light touching lips and jaw and chin, and penetrating deep inside into brain and the dark recesses behind the eyes and the whole of the skull, hair, ears, exterior part of the head, interior part of the head, bathed with light and love. Moving down now into more of the heart, the chest, the lungs. Letting the light feel that it comes from without, but also from within. Bathing this area with this gentle, kindly, non-discriminating attention. Everything touched with love. The pumping of the heart. The soft, delicate texture of the lungs. The ribs. The shoulder blades. Bathed with light and love. Appreciating, softening where it's appropriate, where it's possible, opening to all the sensations here. Feeling the pulse of the breath here, lightly, softly, the touch of love moving in, moving out, heart, chest, head glowing with love and light, and moving down now through these beautiful arms. Just as they are, light touching from the outside, from the inside, releasing any tension, any holding, the arm muscles, elbows, lower arms, wrists and hands. Can you let your hands be bathed in light? Your arms carry so much, relaxing, softening. They too, just resting back on that hillside, opening to the light. Every corner of the arms and the hands. Moving back into the core of the body and moving down through your back body, imagining light warming the back, moving down on the inside and penetrating all the way through, touching skin, covering kidney and liver and digestive organs. Moving down into the lumbar, getting deeper into the intestinal area, genital area, way down into the pelvis. Bathing with light and love and appreciation. Feeling the touch of the breath here, dancing with the light. The whole of the torso, front body, back body, arms, head, glowing with light, with love. Now moving down through the legs, through the buttocks and groins and thighs, sensing, feeling, and letting the light touch the places that are easy to connect with, the places perhaps a little more hidden. Bathing with light, with kindness, as your legs, the muscular tissue, the bones, reveal themselves to the light. Relax. Let go of their running around. Let themselves sink into that hillside. Softening in the knees, feeling gentle touch of the light here in the hidden places. Front knee, back knee. Slowly down through the calves, the shins. Touching with light, whatever the sensation is. All the way down into the ankles. And into these dear feet of ours, however they lie. Bathing with light and love, the front part of the feet, soles, the heels, into the pad, the ball of the feet, the space between the toes where the light doesn't usually penetrate. Bathing the feet, appreciation, metta, light. And sensing the whole body as this lighthouse, this beacon of light. Breath rising and falling. And the glow of the light, of tenderness for this life that is within you now at this very intriguing time of year. Longest day, longest night, and the shift, the traditional opening into summer, but the beginning of the return. So let's move into the quiet now. Just letting yourself rest in this gentle glow. And when some part of your body talks to you, maybe even complains, some story comes up, bring a sense of lightness and love to that place or around that place. Let it dissolve back into the whole of this little flame, this little torch of light that you are. Rest here, loving the light in your being. Rest here as we move into the quiet. As we drift away, can we be like the moth, drawn back to the light? The light of our being. Last few minutes of the sitting. Can you feel your breath? This too, an agent of light, of love, pulsing within this beacon of being. So coming back now, as we finish, to this poem, I Never Knew, by Helen Dara Gatling Austin. Take off the backpack, lie down in long grass, pull up the blue sky blanket, rest. So many years of Dharma practice, straight spine, diligence, straining towards enlightenment. Today, this hillside, just this. Lie down in long grass. Let the earth take you, deer tracks and horse dung. And the eye within the eye, revolving and luminous. I never knew this. Did no one ever tell me? I remember my Zen master in the interview room. Trust yourself, he said. Just be yourself. I think his meaning was this. Take off the backpack. Lie down in long grass. Let the sky take you. Rest. Breathe space into space into space. I never knew there was so much light.